Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one sec. Yeah, this will be brief. Finance Committee report. We did have a Finance Committee meeting last Tuesday, and let's see if, first of all, you got some motions that we passed that I don't believe require, well, perhaps one requires, I'm not sure whether they require action by the PNB or not. I don't know if you're ready for these or not. And anyway, the
Excuse me, Jamie. Is that AC I hear talking? AC, are you talking to someone on the phone while you're, I hear AC talking on the phone.
Oh, no, no, I'm not talking.
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you talking very clearly.
Oh.
I hear
you. Well, it wasn't me because nobody I'm talking to.
Okay, well, my bad. I'm hearing things. I could have sworn there was your voice.
Can
my bad.
Can we just ask everybody mute if they're not on, if they're not talking?
Nope.
#1 if you don't have a mute button on your phone. I'm
okay,
doing mine right now, starting now.
Okay, Jamie.
Good example, Wendy. let's see. One of the things we passed a motion about was the timeline for the new budgets for the FY10 year. We didn't have them at our meeting last week. However, Brian Edwards-Tiekert dug up the one from last year, and we said that we would report it. We'll report that LaVon Williams can come up with to the PNB. So we're going to report it to you right now. The timeline last year, March 20th, the CFO met with the treasurers. April 30th, the LSBs, in consultation with the GMs and business managers, ranked budget priorities. May 31st, GMs, business managers, in consultation with the LSBs, yada, yada, generate draft station budgets and submit to CFO. June 30th, CFO compile and distribute draft network budgets to LSB and NFC for review. July 31st, LSBs review draft station budgets, approve or amend and approve, and NFC approve, review national office budget, approve and amend if necessary. August 7th, CFO compile and distribute final budget proposal. August 31, NFC make review final network budget, make recommendations for PNB adoption. September 7th, CFO distribute to the board, and September 30th, the PNB adopt. Now, that was a timeline approved. Actually, that was approved in 2006, but I believe it's basically what they followed. However, it was not followed to the letter for several stations. Some stations got their budgets in midsummer, and some of them did not. So, anyway, we're at the point where we need station management to generate draft station budgets to submit to the CFO. So that's where that stands.
Okay,
Jamie, this is Richard. Could you send out copies of that?
Yes, I thought I did, but I'll send it out again.
Actually, there was a question that was asked of Wendy earlier that would be appropriate for the Finance Committee, but also for LaVarne, and that is, do we have enough money to conduct the elections this year?
Okay, we can get to that, but let me get through my report.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
No, I'm not finished. Okay, and we also reviewed, we did a couple of assessments of how much things would cost. And we passed a motion regarding the cost of sexual harassment training through a service, which was the only one presented to us, to cover every paid and unstaffed member and member of LSBs would cost about $15,000 every 2 years. There may be other options, but that was the option presented to us. And we also noted that that training would exceed the requirements of California state law. And we also dealt with a cost assessment of adding a development director position to national office payroll. That would be an additional $100,000 per year. And we said that we do not have enough, national office does not have money to cover this, nor can it reasonably expect to secure the revenue in the near future, so funds from such a position will likely be drawn from loans or drawdown of station reserve. That motion passed 5-4 and 3 against. And we also plan to have our next meeting Tuesday, May 19th. We have a very important thing to do Tuesday, May 19th. As you may remember, if We've been talking about developing a network-wide cash flow projection. We hope to have that in place by Tuesday, May 19th. That's been promised to us. We need that in order to understand what our cash needs for the rest of the fiscal year are and going into next fiscal year, because we need to know, you know, what the necessity for bridge financing or other options is going to be. And we can't really make an intelligent decision without a network-wide cash flow projection. It's somewhat complex because all the stations have their own cash flow projections, and you have to put them all together to see how much money the national office is going to have. And only when you get the station's cash flows can you really get the national office and work on the payments that the national office is responsible for. And let's see. I believe that basically what we did at our meeting. We had one interesting thing. We reviewed the audit sort of in a... We did review the audit, and one interesting thing that came up out of that was the donation to WPFW. We realized we're supposed to, our understanding had been that we're going to receive $200,000 per year. When it started in December of 2007, we were informed that we've only received $200,000 so far. That is, in other words, beyond the December 2007 payment, there has not been another payment in that gift. As you recall, it was supposed to be five $200,000 payments. We've only received the first one. And that's basically all I have to report. Hopefully after next week's meeting, where we review the network cash flow projections, we'll have more to report and more action items for the board, more substantive action items for the board.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
On the stack?
George, stack two.
Yes. The first thing would be to respond to Wendy's question from earlier in the meeting. Are you done with you're done with your report then?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to address Wendy's question?
And Wendy's question was, we would need to have a network-wide cash flow projection, in my opinion. Perhaps somebody else has a different opinion, but that would be my opinion. We can review it. You know, perhaps the thing to do is to review a feasibility assessment at our next meeting.
Yeah, this is Wendy. All I'm asking for is a financial impact statement from the Finance Committee on the, while budgeted, I believe it's $200,000, and I just want to know where we are and if we can reasonably pull that off.
Okay, so you're asking for a financial impact statement.
I think on $200,000, yeah.
On whether we can pay for the budgeted election.
Do we have $200,000 for the elections is what I was asking.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Sure, go ahead, LaVarne.
It's like Jamie said, we have all of the cash flows except we have BAI, but I have to work on that and change that somewhat. But once we get those, and we do have the detail on there, and we have to, once we get it and I get it, and I'll go through it and see if each station put those costs into their cash flow. So if the cash flow for each station shows that line of what was budgeted for the election, then we will know. So we actually have everything. We're going to work on this. Efren's going to work on it tomorrow. I'll have a bottom line number, which I can have, you know, inflows, outflows. But he's going to work on consolidating all that so we can see it by line, each station, and if they have the election in there. So if I look at BAI, which I have right here, but BAI's is not good because they have negative cash numbers. But that was their first time trying to address that. So if it's in there, then we can report out on that as soon as possible with the notes. So again, we'll have a first draft on that tomorrow, and then we can make a note. I'll send it to Grace, send it to the PNB to see what the bottom line is, but we'll have a first for, and we'll emphasize whether each station, because the ones that I had seen that I that did go in, each station did have the election in their cash flow. So the thing is, I just have to analyze to make sure that the numbers are correct, because I'm looking at a couple of them now. And even, even WBI hasn't. Okay,
very good. Thank you, Lavorne. Jamie, will you put this, the election, affordability of the election on the NFC agenda? When is it, Tuesday,
it's
March
Tuesday
19th?
Yeah, 19th. Yes, I'll put it on the
agenda.
May 19th.
Yeah, May. That's
May 19th,
right,
sorry. May 19th. And then all PNB, any PNB director who wishes to listen in, of course, can. And all right.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm a little exhausted, and I was in the office today, plus I was up really early, but I have like this family commitment thing that I was supposed to do today, and I haven't really started, and I need to drive over to the Altamont to Stockton tonight. So if there's anything that you need me to stay on the line for, could you let me know and perhaps call me, and I'll just try to take a little nap, because I'm going to have to drive, like I said, over to Altamont, over to the Valley tonight.
Okay, I don't think there's anything.
Madam Chair, I'm on the stack, and in fact, my question goes to Lavarne.
Okay, I'm sorry, Paul.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Okay.
Go ahead, Susan.
Sure. The first thing is, Lavarne, in light of, you know, all the stuff that you're doing right now, what I understand that you said about Efren working on this, I assume that we're still okay for getting the cash flow in time for us to have our May 19 meeting.
Yeah, I said tomorrow we'll have. Efren's gonna. I looked at it today, so he's gonna consolidate tomorrow. So we'll have a first draft. What's tomorrow? Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we're a little bit ahead of the game for you. You'll be able to review it.
Okay, fabulous. Secondly, do you need any authority, or do we need to have any action in order for you to instruct the business managers and so forth to get working on the 2009-2010 budget?
Oh, that's actually, although in terms of the schedule, that we're actually way ahead of the thing, because what Efren has done and taken responsibility is to have the format for each one of the categories, development, personnel, and everything in a spreadsheet. So the only thing the business managers have to do in terms of working with their general managers is just to drop the numbers in and the sheets calculate everything.
And so the business managers and the GMs are aware that they are going to have to be proceeding on this.
Right, and everyone's involved. Efren has sent it out to each one of the business managers and GMs for their review. So they're like, you know, they see it, and I think the last one was sent out to W. So we're like really ahead of the schedule in terms of the work that has to be done. So you know, just have to meet the calendar. It's not, you know, it doesn't take, and then you can consolidate on the national level, which is the important thing. And what they've done in Lynn, too, is they've, like, dropped a lot of the accounts from the chart of accounts that's not used so that, you know, you can consolidate. And let me say the other thing is that Lynn and everyone and what we're going to have to do has been working with Great Plains in terms of the report writer, because right now we still have to, like, import to Excel, and I have to, like, make everything look pretty, make the signs look right. So what we're going to have to do is either get Lynn and Efren both into class and any of the business managers, and we'll try to schedule that sometime between now and, well, we have two more months for the end of the quarter, but we'll try to do that so that the reporting from Great Plains into the report writer has all the data in there, but we don't have to export it to Excel to make the signs correct and everything. Because
okay, so that is also the case for the 2009-2010 budget drafting.
Yes, we're real excited. You know, Efren has been working on that. He's done an excellent job. Yeah,
okay, just two more things real quickly. The WPFW donation, the $1 million, I understand that you were the right person to follow up with the auditor about whether it was characterized properly last year.
Yeah,
and
I'll
I'm not certain
Tony.
That we have actually accepted the audit. And
can I object to that question, please? We are almost at 5 minutes over time.
Can I object
to
that question,
have a
please?
To extend it to our goal.
Okay, wait a second. We have a really hefty agenda tonight. We also have a closed session. Susan, could I please request that you take that up with LaVorne over email and that can be discussed in the Finance Committee meeting
sure. On
the 19th?
Thank you.
And that we move on to the next item on the agenda as we're out of time. The next item on the agenda is there anything coming out of the Audit Committee at this time?
This is Nia.
Nothing?
Right now, nothing. I'm going to poll for the dates. I was going to do the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th. So now that we have hours, I'll do the poll to the Audit Committee members for the 26th and the 27th.
Okay. Is there anything coming out of the Committee on Racism, Sexism, and Other Forms of Discrimination? Hearing nothing. Rico, are you on that committee?
I am on that committee. I don't have really anything to report other than the fact that there was some discussion about a big name joining the racism committee, but we haven't actually gotten a date down yet, so when we do, I'll report back on what we find.
Okay, so as far as I can tell, there's nothing coming out of the elections committee or the governance committee or the programming committee, the personnel committee, the affiliates committee, the archives committee, or the strategic planning committee. If that's incorrect, please let me know now. If not, we're going to go on to...
Madam
yes.
Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
It's Bonnie.
Yes.
I would like a report from the Personnel Committee touching on what I believe we touched on for a moment in the in-person meeting. I would like a report of the postings on both the ED and CFO jobs, where it's been posted, how long it was posted, if we are doing the further postings that we discussed in the in-person meeting, and a report as to where applications for both of those jobs stand.
Okay, Sandra?
And have we reimbursed the member?
I'm going to sign off.
Thank you, LaVorne.
You're
welcome. Thank you, Bonnie. Yes, the postings are still on the TV site. The current website.
Sorry, Sandra, your phone broke up. Could you repeat?
Let me go off of speakerphone. Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's way better.
Right.
Yeah, that's much
Hello?
Better, Sandra.
Yeah.
Much better. Go
okay.
ahead.
The postings are still ongoing with CPB, current Opportunity Knox.
I think it was
Idealist and numerous free websites. And to date, I have about 35 applications for ED and about 10 for CFO and numerous for HR director. I haven't posted it yet on the website, but Rico and Kathy and Andrea and Lizette, I hope, will be amenable to having a meeting on the 21st, because all the job postings have been listed for the through May the 20th. And so May the 21st, we can call through what we have received and hopefully find a new fearless leader.
Thank you. I would like to suggest, Sandra, I believe the Southern California Broadcasters Association allows listings for $50, and there's a New York Broadcasters Association. That might be an excellent place to put a posting for the ED position.
We've already done the NSFB or something. The ones that found Ahmad.
Now there are broadcasters associations all over the country, statewide, or Southern California has its own broadcasters association. they have job listings that would be targeted to the radio broadcast community. You might want to look at some of those websites and see if we can post, because that would be posting to exactly the audience we'd like to attract to that particular position.
That's
a suggestion. Sorry. If that's all, we'll go on to unfinished business.
Madam Real
Chair,
quick,
I had,
Wendy?
I've had a further comment also.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy, and then Bonnie.
Let me just go after Bonnie since she was
go ahead,
Bonnie.
Okay. Go ahead, Wendy.
Oh, well, I'm looking at the KPFT website, and I see EDHR, CFO, and now I guess we should take down National Election Supervisor, but all those are posted at kpft.org. So I guess I was hoping to just have everybody say, yes, it's all on all the station websites. And then my other thing to say is, now that we have an interim HR director, is he giving help to the personnel committee?
Wendy, honestly, I have not asked him.
Okay, I don't know if I'm asking you, Sandra. I'm asking, now I'm asking Grace. Would it be possible to have
Let me
the...
Let me step out.
I'm asking Grace, would it be possible to have Ahmad give help to the personnel committee on these postings?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Sandra, for everything you guys are doing. And if we haven't moved to... reimburse personal people that put out their money to post these jobs, I hope that that's going forward. I don't need a motion,
okay.
But I can do it
okay.
Behind the scenes.
Okay. Thank you. And Bonnie,
Bonnie,
did you?
That was part of, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm kind of getting sick. I'm losing my voice a little bit. That was part of what I wanted to bring up. I hope that we can... get anybody that laid out money, especially Sandra, reimbursed. And I was a little confused by the discussion at the in-person meeting that there was not any money to be posting these jobs properly. And that's really a concern to me, that we really need to find the money in order to do that properly.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, point of information. I thought we voted to have any expenses, you know, expended by a member repaid at the last PNB meeting.
Yes, not a point of information.
That's
a
point of information.
Of clarification.
This is Sandra, and I have a point of information.
Go ahead, Sandra.
Can I ask if it was posted on Craigslist, as we had said we were going to do at the in-person meeting? No, at Craigslist, there was a vote by the personnel committee to not post it on Craigslist because we would be getting so many applications that were not relevant to the people that we need. So, you know, that was a done deal. But in relation to everybody else's concerns, the postings were made, and I don't care about being reimbursed. I said this once before, and I'll say it once again. I don't care about being reimbursed. For me, it is a part of doing something good for Pacifica. If we can find people on the CPT website, if we can find people in Current Magazine, and, you know, the applications are coming in. And my main concern is that we find qualified candidates to fill these positions.
Thank you.
I care about being reimbursed. Okay, folks? Let me reiterate that. I do not care about being reimbursed.
Thank you, Sam.
Got it.
Okay,
now
we're going to move on to
money well spent if we can find somebody that is willing to step in and do what we need.
Thank you, Sandra. Next is unfinished business, and the first piece of unfinished business is a resolution by Joe Wanzala. If you don't have it in front of you, Joe, can you read it, or would you like me to read it?
This one dropped from the agenda, I believe.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
all right. I don't have the PFW. I believe that
I emailed it to everybody.
Okay. Would you like to read it, Sandra?
It's Susan.
Susan, sorry.
Sure. Hang on just a second.
Time on this item, Madam Chair.
I have it in front of me. If you'd like, Grace, I can read it.
Go ahead,
please,
George.
Do that.
Read it.
Well, what's the time on it, folks?
I don't know.
Did we agree to 5 minutes or 10 minutes? Your timer needs to know.
Okay, Richard?
Yeah. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Whereas the PFW-LSB, through its ad hoc gala committee, undertook to organize a gala in December 2007 with the purpose of raising funds to buy a building for a new home for PFW. Whereas the effort failed and led to an expenditure of an estimated $360,000 of PFW's funding at a time when it can ill afford, and a refusal to provide a proper and adequate accounting to the LSB. Whereas there have been very different reports of the actual losses incurred at the event, and where, in fact, the money went to and who to whom. Whereas there is no evidence that either the WPFW-LSB or PND authorized that expenditure. Whereas it was reported that a $1 million matching fund arrangement was set up as a result of the event. Whereas there is no written commitment verifying the matching funding grant, nor the conditions to activate it and any obligations it may impose on PFW and or Pacifica. Whereas there has been little or no accounting despite several requests from PFW-LSB members at their meetings, whereas the lack of accountability of those involved and the loss of substantial funds place WPFW and Pacific at risk. Therefore, be it resolved that the ICFO immediately conduct a full and complete investigation of all expenditures relating to the PFW 2007 gala, that to determine that a complete accounting of expenditures was carried out, a part of that investigation would include copies of contracts from vendors and other service providers involved in the event, that the report must include minutes of the meeting at which either the PFW-LSB or the PND authorized any expenditure for the PFW December 2007 gala.
All right, and...
Second!
Okay, very good.
Chair.
Is there a discussion? Is there anyone who wishes to discuss this motion?
Yeah. On the stack, this is Susan Young.
Okay.
A.C. Bird.
Okay, I think I heard you first, A.C., so you go first.
Well, first of all, I think this motion is out of order, because the motion has the import of accusing members of the LSB and members of the management of improper action. There's no evidence presented other than the fact that someone is here. I think I indicated in California that we had spoken with LaVon. LaVon is looking into the question. And I have also spoken with her, and she has sent me information on that. And we've also spoken with the management at WPFW. And, of course, the LSB nearly swamped the event first. I don't think.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Those
of us who are involved with the LSB, we have met with the general manager. We've met with Robert, who's the finance officer, and we've also Yvonne had spoken at the last meeting. The in-person meeting, that she was going to look into this, in addition to the fact that, we really don't need to go into this tonight with no facts on the table.
Stack, please.
We'll be presenting if there's a need for facts regarding the situation. We're prepared to do it next meeting, because right now PFW is in a drive, and I think to go on with this out of curiosity of the individuals would just simply be a matter of punishing PFW without any facts, any substance to bear on anything. So I would urge that the chair rule this completely out of order at this point.
Okay. It's a motion that's been made and seconded properly. It's a request for an investigation. I do not choose to rule it out of order. Next person on the stack is Susan.
Well,
okay, I'd like to speak generally in favor without addressing the accuracy of the particulars and the whereases. We are already seeking an accounting. I think it is fine to put it on the record. I would amend this motion by changing the word immediately to as soon as possible. My concern is that we are relying on, among others, the ICFO. She's just taken on a second job, and to say immediately, I think, is unfair and unrealistic. So I move to amend this motion by changing the word immediately to as soon as possible.
Okay, is there a second for that amendment?
Second, Ms. George.
We are in time, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right, as we're at time, is there any objection to the Susan's amendment?
I object.
All right, is there any other objection? Hearing none, we will, motion is amended as, is hereby amended.
I second that objection.
Okay. Richard, why don't you take a roll call vote on the amendment to change immediately to as soon as possible.
Okay. Excuse me. Vote on the amendment. Jerry Gendelman.
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons.
I'm just printing the thing out right now. I'll pass for a moment.
Madam.
Andrea Turner.
Pass.
Madam Chair and Mr. Secretary, this is Sandra, and my may I ask, please, before you take a vote, that you state clearly what a yay or nay is for.
A yes is to accept Susan's amendment to change the state in the motion to as soon as possible. That's what a yes vote is for.
Okay.
Madam
Chair.
Joe Gonzalez.
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez.
No.
Okay.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
So give me a call.
Leslie Radford?
In the middle of packing, we're schlepping stuff down the stairs.
Hello? Leslie Radford?
Okay. Hi.
Rico Ross?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Wendy Shrell?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Yabedi Yako?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Kathy Tabor.
This is Leslie, and I dropped off. There's still time. I'm passing.
I'm sorry. Who was that?
Leslie.
That was too funny.
Leslie hits this instead of the unmute.
All right. You passed.
She passes.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown. A.C. Byrd.
Yes, with a noted protest against the...
Lisette King.
Vote no.
No.
And excuse me, did you cut
we
me off?
We are voting.
I know we're voting.
There's no discussion while we're voting.
Yes.
David Beaton.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, David, I didn't hear that.
He said yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sophia Wangaza.
No.
Sherry Gendelman. Sherry Gendelman.
Pass. Pass.
You already passed. Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yeah. I did this already.
Was that a yes? No, you passed.
Yes.
That's a yes.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Leslie
I'll
Radford.
Vote yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman.
Yes.
Good. 13-6-1.
Okay, the amendment passes. Now we're at the main motion. George, do you have it in front of you as amended? You read it before, I believe.
Yes, you want me to read it again?
Yes, as amended.
Okay. Whereas the WPFWLSB, through its ad hoc gala committee, undertook to organize a gala in December 2007 with the purpose of raising funds to buy a building for a new home for PFW. Whereas the effort failed and led to an expenditure of an estimated $360,000 of PFW's funding at a time when it can ill afford, and a refusal to provide a proper and adequate accounting to the LSB. Whereas there have been very different reports of the actual losses incurred at the event and where, in fact, the money went to and to whom. Whereas there is no evidence that either the PFW LSB or PNB authorized that expenditure. Whereas it was reported that a $1 million matching fund arrangement was set up as a result of the event. Whereas there is no written commitment verifying the matching funding grant, nor the conditions to activate it, and any obligations it may impose on PFW and or Pacifica. Whereas there's been little or no accounting despite several requests from PFW LSB members at their meetings. Whereas the lack of accountability of those involved and the loss of substantial funds place WPFW and Pacifica at risk. Therefore, be it resolved that the ICFO, as soon as possible, conduct a full and complete investigation of all expenditures relating to the PFW 2007 gala, that to determine that a complete accounting of expenditures carried out, a part of that investigation would include copies of contracts from vendors and other service providers involved in the event, that the report must include minutes of the meetings at which either the PFW LSB or the PNB authorized any expenditure for the PFW December 2007 gala.
Okay. Now we'll go to a roll call vote on this motion.
Is there discussion on the actual motion or not?
No, we're out of time, Bonnie. We're just going to go straight to a vote. Richard, can you please take a roll call vote?
This is a vote on the motion. Yes means yes and no means no. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Dane.
Wendy Shrell.
Once and for all, investigate. Yes, I'm tired of talking about this. Yes.
Susan Young.
Pass.
Iabetiaco.
Pass.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Amy Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
No.
Casey Bird.
No.
Seth King.
Yes.
David Eaton.
Yes.
Fia Mungaza.
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Sherry Gindelman.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Hi. Susan Young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Iabetiaco.
No.
12-4, 7 against, 1 abstain.
Okay, the motion passes, and we're going to go on to the next thing on the agenda, which is the next new business item.
Point of order?
Yes.
I thought we had a time certain to 10 o'clock on this one, Eastern time. Is that correct?
I don't. You tell me, George. Do you have that?
Isn't it supposed to be 2 hours?
Yeah.
Well, we started at 5:30.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at
8:30, 9:30, 10 would be an
hour
and a half.
3 hours total for both public and executive is what it's been traditionally.
The exec is an hour, right?
Okay, George, would you like to make a motion to adjourn?
I wouldn't, actually. I'm just, I thought that that was the case, and just sort of keeping things in order.
I think that's correct. I recall.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to move to extend this meeting by 15 minutes.
Well, we have to ascertain.
Madam Chair,
it is listed as adjournment at 10 p.m.
Madam
Chair?
On
the agenda.
I believe you have it at 10. I think this is a carryover from last time when there was confusion as to whether the meeting was starting at 8 p.m. or 8:30 p.m.
Okay.
And the same thing happened last time the meeting was on a weeknight.
You know what, Wendy?
If we started, this is Richard, somewhat responsible for the agenda. We started at 8:30. We should end no sooner than 10:30 if we still have business. You can crucify me for that 10 o'clock on there.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Wendy. I think that's splitting hairs. I mean, what we have is a standing rule that says that our meeting shouldn't go more than 3 hours, which makes it 11:30 Eastern. But so that if there's an executive session, then, I mean, if the time got messed up and said that this meeting should end at 10, that's just a mistake by half an hour. I don't think it goes back to whether some previous, this is an adjourned meeting of a previous meeting.
No.
All right.
I'm just saying that I think it was supposed to say 10:30.
Yeah, I'm with Bonnie. I think we got 13 more minutes.
Okay. I agree.
Okay.
So now let's go on to the next agenda item. Who has it in front of them? I keep losing it.
Next agenda item is a request by Radford that the Pacifica Foundation takes an on-air editorial position opposing military conflict and the escalation of military conflict in Afghanistan.
Oh.
Okay.
Second that motion.
Is there a second for that motion?
Is there a second?
Okay. Is there any objection to this motion?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll have some discussion. How much time is there
for
this agenda item?
What to do?
5 minutes.
Okay, very good. Who was that who said yes, they had an objection?
That was Sandra.
Okay, Sandra. You want to explain your objection?
I object. Just because, you know, here's the deal, folks. Everybody objects to everybody. Cut me off here.
Sandra, can you take yourself off speakerphone? It's difficult to hear you.
I'm sorry.
That's
can
fine.
You hear me now? I can hear you.
Okay. Do you have more to add to that, Sandra?
My answer to that question is that everybody objects to everybody, and you know, we're kind of parallel with the president and the universe and everything that's going on, and no, you can't lay down that kind of law. So that's my objection.
This
okay.
is George. Can I be on the stack?
And
sure,
Bonnie
George.
The stack.
Okay,
and
George
Leslie on the
Bonnie.
Stack.
Go ahead, George.
Well, I have no objection to the position. I just don't know how we. This is almost the point of information. How do we do that, and how do we justify it? I mean, do we justify it on the grounds that this is an imperial war? Do we justify it on the grounds that we take a pacifist position on it? Do we justify it on the grounds that it's not pragmatic? It's generating more enemies than. I mean, so there are many arguments one could make, and I'm not sure who the body is that would make it. Can anyone inform me about that?
Okay,
next on the stack is, we'll see if anyone has anything to say to you, George. Next is Bonnie.
Rico on the stack, please.
Yeah, I agree. While I might agree on the position, I don't understand what that would sound and look like. That the Pacifica Foundation takes an on-air editorial position.
is that I share some of what George is saying, and I'm
okay.
reticent to
okay.
go ahead.
Okay,
Ifea?
I think Ifea was on the stack.
Haven't thought it through.
Okay. Ifea, did you ask to be on the stack?
Yes. I think that to take a position, an editorial position, against the escalation of the imperialist invasion and occupation of Afghanistan and Pakistan is consistent with the mission of Pacifica, and that the motion should be amended to direct the IED to formulate a committee of two or three volunteers to do a draft, which would be circulated to the board and distributed for publication by all of the stations and put on our website.
Okay. Does anyone want to second that?
I'll second the motion, George.
Okay.
I'll
second that.
All right. That's basically a substitute.
This is Kathy. I'd like to be on the stack.
Madam Chair,
yes, I have you, Wendy.
Point of information, Madam Chair. This is Richard. Dia, can you write all that down and send it to me? The rest of us.
Wait a minute, guys. Sean on the stack here. I'm going to fight my way in on this.
Okay, all right.
Why I object to this, it's a good, I agree with the motion.
If he's on the stack, put him on the stack.
You're not the next on the stack. I have you on the stack. The next person on the stack is Rico. Please be brief because we're running out of time.
I hope you have Leslie on the stack.
Yes. This is Rico. I would like to support the motion. I think it's a great motion.
We're now on the amendment, by the way.
I hear you.
I'm talking about Leslie's. We're not talking about. I'm on the stack for the original, Leslie's original.
All right, then. Who wants to be on the stack? We have Wendy, Kathy, and Sean, and Leslie. And we're just talking now about the substitute motion, basically.
My thing goes equally for either.
Motion.
Okay, Wendy's next, then.
I believe that the Pacifica Foundation was a party in a lawsuit that resulted in a ruling that allowed nonprofits the right to editorialize, so it is within our purview to make an editorial. The Pacifica board can do it. However, I'm just going to say that it is traditionally... I voted for everyone because they end up taking more time to debate than... I feel that we're getting away from the purview of the board. We're not together enough on our stuff that boards are supposed to do to actually be engaging in editorializing. But the points are well taken when they say that, you know, we really haven't thought these things through, and the wording doesn't end up to be the way befitting of an organization of our size. And so I do agree that we should submit it to committee or to email or somehow to get the wording better, but I mean, we do have the right to do it, but is this really what we want to be doing, and should we be doing it if we don't have the wording perfect?
Okay, so we're so close to the end of time for this meeting. Let's go to a vote on Ifia's amendment, or how would you like it? Would you like it to be a substitute motion or an amendment? I think it's most properly a substitute amendment to for a committee to work out wording in opposition to the imperialist increase of the occupation of Afghanistan, something along those lines. Am I stating this properly, Fia?
Yes, that the IED is directed to formulate a committee of up to three volunteers to prepare a draft opposing the U.S. imperialist invasion and occupation of Afghanistan and Pakistan to be circulated among the board and distributed to all Pacifica stations
for announcement, for publication, and also on the website within 10 days of this meeting.
Great.
Point of information?
What? Yes.
It sounded as though Afia's motion didn't require approval of the final document by the board. Was that what she intended?
Yes.
Yeah, I said that it would be circulated to the board.
No, you said that you would assemble a committee.
No,
yes.
I said it would be drafted and circulated to the board.
But circulated
by
is not the
committee.
Same as being approved by.
And approved at the how about and approved at the May 27th PNB teleconference.
That's fine with me.
Okay, so
just getting it clear.
Now, is there any that this has been moved and seconded? Is there any objection to EFIA's substitute motion?
I object.
All right, we're out of time for this, and we're out of time for this open session. Actually, why don't we go to a roll call vote on the substitute motion? If it fails, we'll go to the main motion.
This is Richard. This is a vote for the substitute motion, and please, EFIA, write all that down and send it to me.
I'm doing it right now.
I'm sorry, I
okay.
can't.
George Ryder.
Could I please have it?
The vote now. George Ryder.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I could I please have it read to me again?
I'm sorry.
It's hard to actually, with any responsibility, vote for something that you haven't actually digested.
Well, let's see if your vote is going to be crucial to this vote of
I don't actually know how we vote.
I'm sorry, it's Wendy. I'd like to hear what it is, too, please.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Jim Brown. I would love to hear it again also.
Okay, Efia, do you have it written down?
I'm trying to write it. I can't write and talk at the same time. I'm sorry. I have that kind of disability. That the IED is directed to formulate a committee of up to three volunteers.
Volunteers.
To formulate a draft, which would then be circulated to the board for approval and then distributed to all of the Pacifica stations for publication and posting on the website within 10 days. Well, it'll be when it'll be more than and approved at the May 20th. What is it, May 27th meeting?
Yes.
Okay, for immediate distribution and publication thereafter.
Okay. Richard, please go to a roll call vote on that.
Yes, why else will we do it? We're not going to put it on the air. We're a radio network.
Okay.
This is the vote. Okay, this is the vote.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline. Can't hear you, Sandra. Wendy Trell.
No.
Susan Young.
No.
Nia Bediako.
Pass.
Carolyn Burden.
I said no.
Carolyn said no.
That's Sandra.
Sandra said no.
Oh.
Carolyn, are you there?
Carolyn.
Okay,
folks,
yeah, sorry.
Come on now, let's pay attention and get this vote done. Did Sandra come back on?
Yeah, she said no.
Okay. Carolyn Burden.
Pass.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Amy Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
No.
A.C. Bird.
No.
Is that a pass?
No.
He said no.
No, okay. Lucette King.
Yes.
David Beaton. David? Can't hear you, David. Fia Wangaza.
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman. Sherry? Gendelman. Can't hear you, Sherry. Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Gonzalez.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton.
Yes.
10 to 8.
There were two passes. Did you get the passes?
Got them.
Do you have George Ryder down as a yes?
I do.
Okay.
Now, is that 10, 4, and 8 against?
No, we had a 9-8. And we had David Beaton. Is he still on the call?
Yes, I'm on the call.
Okay. What was your vote?
I abstain.
Okay.
Okay, it's 10-8-1.
Okay.
What does the 10 mean?
This passes. Very good.
And the KLSB thanks you all.
Okay. And I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
What's the point of information before you adjourn?
Yeah.
Are people going to volunteer now to write? If they are, like to volunteer, Leslie?
I would volunteer. Fia would volunteer.
Okay.
Rico would also volunteer.
Okay, so we have Ifia, Leslie, and Rico. That's three. That was what was stated in the motion. That's very good. Very acceptable. All right, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move to adjourn.
Can we take a short?
Okay. I assume there's no objection to adjourning at this point. We'll move to the executive session in 5 minutes, all right? 4 minutes.